Welcome to episode one of Positively Prepping. Today, we're going to learn 7 steps to take on your beginning prepping journey. Welcome to episode one of Positively Prepping. I'm Annie Llewellyn, and today we're going to talk about the 7 steps you can take to start on your prepping journey with confidence. Does the idea of prepping overwhelm you? Or maybe you've been wanting to get started for a while, but maybe you just don't know where to start? Well, if this sounds like you, then today's episode was made with you in mind. Now, before we jump right into the 7 steps, I want to tell you something that you need to keep in mind. Prepping is a process that evolves over time. It takes time. No one fully becomes prepped in anything, in a day, in a week, or even in a month. Prepping is not a once-and-done deal either. Prepping happens continuously. As you use food, water, and supplies, you have to replace them. It's a system. And once you design the right system for you, prepping will be easier and less overwhelming. Now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about those 7 steps. Step 1. The first step to start prepping is to know what you're prepping for. Are you prepping for short-term events or long-term events? Well, let me explain. Short-term events include things like power outages, minor weather events, or conditional situations, like a job loss, whether due to retiring or loss of a job unintentionally, or even a medical situation. Maybe someone needs an emergency surgery or becomes terminally ill. These are the events that usually last less than a year. Long-term events are usually the events that may affect you for more than 1 year. These could be economic conditions like food shortages or survival situations like war or a grid failure. Decide on which type of prepping you'll start with. I suggest you start with the short-term. This way you can get starting prepared little by little, and you can build up a plan to cover yourself for a few months and get used to the idea of prepping first. Step 2, don't panic. Stay positive. Panicking isn't going to do anything but stress you and everyone around you. Just accept what's going on, keep your head, keep your thoughts clear. Stay calm. No one can make a good plan when they're panicked, trust me. Step 3, figure out your plan. Ask yourself some questions like, what will you need to buy? What can you grow yourself? Or what do you need to do? Maybe you need to purchase supplies, like food, water, even medicines. Maybe you can grow a vegetable garden, or herbs for eating or medicinal purposes. Or maybe you need to create a place to keep your prepping items in your home. Maybe you need to build shelves. Just take your time and think through the things you need to do before you get started. Step 4, make a budget and stick with it. Everyone loves those sales ads and those specials that we see in the grocery store. But if you don't really need it, don't buy it. If no one in the house eats tuna now, chances are they're not going to in an emergency either, so don't buy it just because it's on sale. Spend that money on something that makes more sense. Step 5, make room for supplies. You might have to be creative here. I'd love to have a huge room from wall-to-wall shelving for food, bottled water, and supplies. However, I live in a manufactured home, and in order to have that, I'd have to give up a bedroom or another necessarily needed room. And I really don't want to do that. Instead, my laundry room has shelving installed in every little nook and cranny. I store cases of bottled water under our beds, and under my bathroom sinks are homemade cleaners and first aid supplies. Be creative. Use what you have. Step 6, start learning some new skills. These can include things like cooking over an open fire or maybe cooking on a wood stove. Learn how to get lye from ashes to make candles with. Learn how to render lard or simply make a loaf of bread. Just make a list of skills that would help you in a normal emergency situation and start learning them. Get on YouTube. You can learn just about anything you want on YouTube nowadays. Just take your time and learn one thing at a time. And that brings us to step 7. Go at your pace. Don't rush. Prepping is not a race. If you can learn one skill a month, great. If you only have $20 a month to buy extras with, that's okay. Little by little, your prepping journey will evolve and your supplies will increase. So, Are you thinking, well, great, Annie, this all sounds good, but it's a lot of information? Well, I know, but I'm prepared to be even more help for you. I created a free workbook for you that walks you through these 7 steps, 1 step at a time. You can download it and print it out by going to my website at Road to Reliance, that's roadtoreliance.com/podcast. Scroll down to episode 1, click the button to download the 7 steps to start prepping workbook. You can go through the workbook 1 step at a time. There's plenty of spaces for you to make your own plans, create a budget. You can even list all your wants and your needs. And as a bonus, I even listed some free resources for you that you can help you on your beginning journey. So that's all I have for you today. I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did, click that follow button so you get notified every time I release a new episode. And if you loved it, then feel free to leave me a rating so others can find me too. I hope this helps you to begin positively prepping for whatever comes your way. Until next week, though, stay happy, stay healthy, and as always, stay positive, because I believe in you.